And then a friend of mine gave me a book of Chu Thomas. The book's name is Heaven is So Real. I start reading this book, and I realize most of the things that Aldous saw in heaven, she also saw. And then she was explaining about the golden bridge. And then at a page, she was describing how she saw the people standing outside the gate. And she asked the Lord, "Lord, who are those people? Their heads were hanging low and they looked very dejected and hopeless. Who are these people, Lord?" He said to her, "They are disobedient Christians. How long do they have to stay in this barren, lifeless place, Lord?" "Forever, my daughter. The only ones who will enter the kingdom of heaven are the pure of heart, my obedient children." He went on to explain, many call themselves Christians. Some think going to church once a week is enough, and some think to read my word is enough. He said, but they still pursue worldly things. And they don't have me in their hearts. And as I read that, I know this is the answer. That, with a vision, explained to me the whole thing. Jesus says, in the word he said, "I am the way, I am the truth, and the life. And no one will enter. You have to be one with the living Father, the living Jesus, and the Spirit of the mighty God. You have to be one. Jesus is the way. He is the truth, and he is the love." So many people don't understand the book. And I want to tell you today, it's just because you don't know my God. You don't know my God. If I have to tell you what my son goes through every day and what he's still writing till today and how he's one with the Spirit, you will also not believe that. We call people names because we don't know. We call people names because we put God in a box. Do you have the kingdom of God in you? Or do you just have words? God spoke to me and he said, written in Luke 10, he sent two people out every time when Jesus went into ministry. To minister, he sent out two, and they were called acquaintances of God. And then there was the twelve disciples. One of them they called a devil. And then there were the three friends, Peter, John, and James. And then there was one. And his name was John. And to him, he revealed the kingdom of heaven. If you think of the last meal they had together, John's head was on Jesus. And he and Jesus had an intimate love relationship. His head was on his chest. And God spoke to me and he said to me, "Rita, how do you know if someone is alive?" I was the right person to ask this question. I said to him, you will hear his heartbeat, Lord. He said, "Exactly." He said, "My bride's head will be on my chest. And my bride will have the marks where you've died in yourself. And my bride will be groomed with my glory. And my bride will have an intimate love relationship with me. And my bride, in the Holy of Holies, there's no words. It's deep and to deep, and spirit and to spirit, heartbeat to heartbeat." I'm not asking you today if you are born again, because you see, in the outer court, many people are standing still in the church today. They have received Jesus, but there's so much more. I'm asking you today, are you his bride? Because Jesus is on his way. He's on his way. And he's coming to get his bride. Alder was writing the other day, I am his bride, he says. What about you? Let's close our eyes and we just give our lives to the living Lord. Father, thank you that we can come today in the name, the mighty name, the name above all names, in the name of Jesus, to you. And with each person, Lord, I just want to sacrifice our lives. I want to put down everything. Everything, Lord, our lives, our businesses, our children, our marriages, everything that is more important than you, we want to put it down. We want to be your bride. And the preparation of the bride has really begun. Teach us, Lord. Open the veils of our eyes. And we are here to buy self, to put it in our eyes, so that we can see what the Spirit of God wants to show us. We want to come, Lord, to get gold that has been purified by fire. And we're here to get the rope to cover our nakedness. Open the eyes of our hearts, Lord. Open the eyes of our hearts. We want to see you, Lord Jesus. Fill us with your glory, with your love. And we are calling you, Spirit of the Living God. Take us in, into the Holy of Holies. Take us in. We are here to say yes. We want to be your bride. And then, Father, we can say, truly, you are the air I breathe. You are the air I breathe. And Aldo, you will speak. You will run. You will tell the world yourself that Jesus is truly alive. And both your eyes will definitely see the goodness of the living God. Your lid will lift. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray this. You are truly the love of my life, Lord. Amen.